And what I need is I need to know who here you were involved with the Masonic, either Mason, Eastern Star, Job's daughter, or whatever. You, brother?
D. Malay.
Then I want you to come up here, and I'm going to have you do identification repentance for that. Okay, come up, and I'll give you some instruction. Who here you work for the state of Oregon? Anybody?
We don't love the broadcasting, so.
Okay, yeah, so I, that's why I had you cut it off.
You don't need the microphone.
Oh, good. Yeah. Who here works for the state? Anybody? Or you did work for the state? Or you're retired and you get a check from the state?
You get your sustenance from the state.
Do you?
She's a care provider.
Okay, come on, absolutely. You're going to repent on behalf of the state of Oregon, and I'll explain what we're going to do in a minute. And then now I need someone in the clergy that is involved in ministry.
Please.
All right, good. Very good, okay. Now here's the strategy or the scheme the Lord gave me to deal with this thing. Everything that we've done, the teaching, the prayers, all of that, and then identification, repentance in three areas: government, the church, and the family.
Amen.
Okay? And the family involvement, what you're going to repent of is for your ancestors and other families, where the patriarch of that family opened that family up to the curses of Freemasonry. Lord, forgive our families, forgive our ancestors, forgive our fathers and grandfathers for bringing the curses on us and putting this in our family. You're going to repent on behalf of the clergy. You heard what I said about Whitfield. Most of the early churches were also the Masonic Hall. There was such a mixture of the holy and the profane. And that's really what I want you to repent of. Clergy's involvement with Masonry, its endorsement of Masonry and the body of Christ. And then you, I want you to repent on behalf of the state of Oregon for the state's involvement with Freemasonry.
Amen.
The state government involvement. Understand that Masons are the ones that got this to be a state, just like every other state. All of your public buildings have Masonic cornerstones in them, where the Masons have dedicated those buildings with corn, wine, and oil and offering to Baal. And just repent for that mixture in the state government. Amen. And then we're going to do a decree, and we're going to seal this thing by all. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And you are the ecclesia. You are the ones he's gathered here for this purpose.
That's right.
And I feel this is a divine appointment.
Amen.
For your own assignment.
That's right.
To do this.
Amen.
Amen.
So be it.
You are the chosen ones.
Amen.
That for this task. And you are the chosen ones for the repentance. So I ask you to go first, Pastor.
Do I just...
To help
just,
them.
Just the prayer?
Yeah, just pray. Heavenly Father, I just repent. Mm-hmm. For the sins of the church and this Harvard Bowl
Legion. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
I submit myself on behalf of the clergy, of the state,
yes.
and of this nation and of this world, Lord, to that we've opened our doors to allow compromise and to allow the Masonic Lodge and Freemasonry and Islam into our church. Yes. In the name of trying to convert them, God, we've compromised the gospel. Lord, I ask that you forgive me. I ask that you forgive us as clergy for doing this. God, I ask that you sharpen our ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying in this hour. Mm-hmm. Lord, that so we can keep them separate. We can keep the holy, holy. We can keep the holy, the sacred place, the secret place, the holy of holies. Holy and pure and unadulterated.
Jesus.
Lord, that we can keep the prostitutes out of the temple.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I submit the clergy to you and ask on their behalf forgiveness, God, where we have compromised your word to tickle the ears of men, to bring them into the church, God, where we've sold the gospel, where we've sold out the gospel.
Yes, God.
Lord, forgive us. And God, quicken our hearts so that we can keep what pure, what is pure, pure. What you designed to be pure, to keep it pure.
You,
to keep the holy of holies holy. Lord, as the curtain was rent when Jesus was crucified, Lord, we are not to go in and muddy the holy of holies. Mm-hmm. It is to be pure and sanctified and to worship of God.
Yes,
Lord,
God.
Forgive us as clergy. Wash us with the blood of the Lamb, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, may we preach the unadulterated, unedited gospel from your lips, from the Holy Spirit. Lord, may we only hear from the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes,
may
yes,
we
Lord.
Only hear with the Spirit of God. Just as John said in the book of Revelation, churches hear what the Spirit of God is saying right. in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, may we hear yes. what the Holy Spirit is saying. Not the spirit of Baal or not these other spirits, but only
yes.
hearken
yes.
unto the call
yes.
of the Holy Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
God, wash us clean, mm-hmm. wash us pure.
Yes,
may we
Lord.
Preach the gospel in new authority and in new power as these strongholds are removed,
yes,
which
Lord.
Are hindering the advance of the kingdom of God in this state. Lord, forgive us.
Yes, thank you, God.
Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I ask for forgiveness for myself, for my aunts and uncles, for my grandparents, for my family on both sides of the family tree, all the way back for 50 generations, that you would forgive us for the false oaths we took, for the false teaching we heard, for accepting and believing that false teachers, Lord, at those false teaching that came not from you, Lord, but from false arenas, Lord, and for Lucifer, you know, that we heard what he said and accepted it, and that was wrong. I ask for your forgiveness upon the families
yes.
that walked in Masonry, that walked in Boy Scouts,
yes.
walked in Demolay. I ask forgiveness for my sister, who was a high member of the Job's Daughters,
yes.
the Rainbows. Lord, that you would just forgive her and bless her, Lord,
yes.
as I know she's accepted the Lord and does your work, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you would put your hedge of protection around each and every one of them, a dome of protection,
mm-hmm.
that the full armor of God would be upon them, that their ears would hear what you have to say. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Lord has to say. That the truth will set them free.
Yes.
Lord, and I ask that you would bless them, bless their footsteps, be a lamp to their feet, and give them your presence in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I just come before you in representation for myself and our state of Oregon.
Yes, Lord.
I would just ask, Father God, your forgiveness,
yes.
and I come in repentance that from the highest level of authority, okay. Father God,
yes,
that.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, that they would realize
yes.
what they're doing
yes,
to
Lord.
The people in this state
yes,
and
Jesus.
Its children.
Cool.
I pray those blinders come off, Father
yes.
God, and they
yes.
see you.
Yes.
That the
yes,
government
Lord,
rests
you
on
Jesus.
Your shoulders
yes.
and not theirs, Father God.
Hallelujah.
I would just face-to-face confrontation with
thank
each and every
Jesus.
One.
Thank you, God.
That the power of God sit in our government.
Yes.
In
mm-hmm.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord.
Amen.
So be it.
And I'm going to read a proclamation. Whoops, goodness. I'm plugged in. I'm going to ask you folks, go ahead and sit down. That's fine.
Oh, okay. I was
yeah,
making a stand.
No, they don't need to stand.
Okay.
And let me just pull this up real quick. Praise Jesus. Oh, boy, I'm telling you what, I felt those prayers. That
mm-hmm.
is just powerful. Okay. Mighty one. Okay. This is a proclamation by the Ecclesia of the State of Oregon here in the city of Bend regarding the participation of Christians in Freemasonry. Whereas Freemasonry declares its deity, the great architect of the universe, can be worshipped by all men, whether they be Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, Jew, Zoroastrian, or Christian, without controversy, the Bible teaches that only through Jesus Christ can God be worshipped.
Yeah.
Whereas Freemasonry refuses to acknowledge the unique godhood of Jesus Christ, or that he died for our sins and rose from the dead, the Bible teaches us that Christ is truly God Almighty come in the flesh, who died for our sins and rose again. Whereas Freemasonry denies the unique and inherent character of the Holy Bible as the Word of God by saying it's no better or no worse than any other holy book,
mm-hmm.
the Bible teaches of itself it is truly the inspired Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Freemasonry declares that a man can be saved by his own labors without faith in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, the Bible teaches a person can only be saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Whereas Freemasonry blasphemes the name of God by associating it with pagan fertility gods such as Baal and Osiris, the Bible affirms the absolute holiness, separateness, and majesty of God's name. Whereas Freemasonry refuses to warn its members of the dangers of everlasting hell. The Bible is insistent and urgent in its warnings concerning the dangers of damnation. Whereas Freemasonry requires that men swear oaths on the Bible in the name of God involving mutilation and or murder of human beings, the New Testament forbids taking oaths, and the Bible forbids taking God's name in vain and committing murder. Whereas Freemasonry links its members in solemn spiritual bondage to one another, irrespective of the members' creeds, the Bible forbids Christians from being unequally yoked to unbelievers. Whereas Freemasonry forbids a Christian Mason from witnessing about Christ to his fellow lodge members who are unsaved, Jesus commands his church to preach to everyone. Whereas Freemasonry aims at the improvement of the natural man only, thus leading to the destruction of those who so mislead others and misinterpret vital spiritual matters. Freemasonry insists on keeping its supposedly valuable secrets only to a very few, while the Bible does not allow for such secrecy. Jesus said himself, "In secret I have said nothing." Whereas Freemasonry demands that its members call its leaders titles like worshipful master and kneel before them, the Bible demands we call no man master except Jesus and to worship none other than God. Freemasonry absorbs the loyalties, the time, the emotional and spiritual resources and finances of Christian Masons away from God-ordained tasks of the church, such as overseas and local missions, evangelism, and taking care of the poor. Therefore, we as humble servants of Jesus Christ and ministers of his gospel call on all pastors and Christian leaders of all denominations
yes,
to
sir.
Take a firm stand in the preaching against
Absolutely.
The cult of Freemasonry,
yes,
a
sir.
Rival
yes,
religion
sir.
To Christianity,
right.
which for too long has been winked at, tolerated,
mm-hmm.
or even praised
That's
by
right.
Christian churches.
Right.
How long will you falter between two
That's
opinions?
Right.
If the Lord is God, follow him.
That's right.
But if Baal, then follow him.
That's right.
Consequently, therefore, we as servants of Jesus Christ, ministers of his gospel, and spiritual gatekeepers for our local municipalities and the state of Oregon, declare and proclaim the work of Freemasonry and its affiliated organizations, including the Order of the Eastern Star, Mormonism, and others, outlawed in the spirit realm within the boundaries of the state of Oregon,
Absolutely.
Effective immediately,
yes.
and everyone in agreement so. Said,
Amen. Amen.
And so be it in the heavens,
yes.
in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now stand with me if you would. We're gonna finish it, and then I'll turn it back over to Steve. We're going to finish. I want everybody to reach up. Oh, want us to grab hold of that thing. And I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to say, come down. And we're going to pull it down symbolically in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I know it's silly, but it's prophetic,
Amen.
And I believe Amen. God's going to honor it.
Amen? Amen.
So one, two, three. Come down! In Jesus',
Jesus.
Name.
Yeah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. So be it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm tingling.
Right. Oh, man.
Hallelujah.
I felt the Holy Ghost on it, I'll tell you what.
Thank you, Bill.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, you got me for about 30 seconds, and I'm done. So we're back into the offering. Is there any way we can get this online? I really need to give the folks online a chance
sure.
to
yeah.
donate to
your
ministry.
You.
I'm sorry about that.
Hold on, Scott.
It's all good. I've been waiting for elk steak all day. I can wait a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, almost there. You ready?
I am.
Stand by.
10, 9, 8.
You're on.
All right, so we've been talking about Elijah the Tishbite, and we've symbolically and prophetically taken our offering twice and poured it out on the altar that was made. And now we come to the verse 34. It says, then he said, do it a second time, and they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time, and they did it a third time. So guess what? You have the opportunity. And those of you at home watching on the web, you have the opportunity to participate in this. Take your offering out, put it on the altar, put some more on the altar, and do it a third time. So everybody do it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar and filled the trench with water. I mean, this is huge symbolically. The amount of wealth that they just poured out on that altar, it's huge. 3 years of famine. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up what? All the water that was poured out in the trench, all of the wealth that they had poured in that trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal, do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain. Can you hear the sound of the abundance of rain? What we just did, we've released the sound of the abundance of rain.
So
Ahab went up to eat and drink, and he said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times Elijah sent him, said, go again. Then it came to pass the seventh time, he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. 3 years the rain was stopped, and prophetically they poured out their wealth, they poured out the offering, he proved who God was, and the rain came back. Set your offering in the trench, and God's going to consume it and multiply your wealth, and the abundance of rain is coming. Amen. RAM Ministry. .org